Yeah, well, Quintana is I tend to explain to people it's much more than just a restaurant. We bring an idea of it's a concept where Quintana has become a living thing. So every like my employees, my partners, I call them my partners. They each one of them have their impact on what we bring out here. But besides servicing food and beverage, which I think is like the main, I mean that's one main offer of a food and beverage establishment. Besides servicing this, we also we try to bring culture and sustainability as our two main pillars, our two main bases. So. Whether it's to decide on the menu, whether it's to decide on who we're going to employ, whether it's to decide on how, on many things, we try to always bring concepts of culture and sustainability into our routine, into our everyday. And we do that in different ways. So as far as culture goes, the name itself of the restaurant, Quintana, is honoring one of our greatest poets of Brazil. His name is Mário Quintana, and he's quite known, very well known in Brazil, but quite known internationally also. A famous phrase of him is like, you don't need to go out chasing for the butterflies. You cultivate your garden, and they will come to you. So I just bring
Beautiful.
that up because he's a very special artist, a very special poet, and we do a lot of that here at Quintana, cultivate our garden. So not only him is an inspiration, but he's not alive anymore, but he's left great work, and we stimulate that, especially reading, also reading habits. So we offer a library. It's a library that with about 2,000 books, and we offer it for free for people who would like to borrow books. So we give them up
Okay.
to 2 months, and they can take it, and there's no cost. It's just you want to read more, you like this, you take it, and you bring back. Then we also have the art exposition this year. After now, we're going to the 9th year of the restaurant. Until last year, I was in front of this thing, and it was quite challenging because I work with another. I have a communicating jet manager, a communication manager who would help me with all the communication about the artistic works that we do. But it was,
Correct.
I mean, there's so much work already. But then this year we have become more professional on this artistic side. So we have a curatorship, a person who takes care. She helps me choose all the. She's an artist herself, and she
Correct.
helps me bring all these different ideas out of the square, just different, bringing special artists for the exposition. We have 10 expositions a year in all different
Wow.
kinds. So paintings, statues, photographs, and all different kinds of stuff. Even today was the last day of one exposition. Thursday, there was a new one coming in. They're all very special. And so we bring this cultural aspect. And also in our culinary, in our cuisine, I had a big challenge of how my challenge, like when I was to open the restaurant, was like, how am I going to bring all these different flavors from all around the world that I have seen and that I love into a menu?
Correct.
So studying the market around here, we also understood that the clients around here where I'm located were looking for, fast and, good looking food.
Gabriella?
Are you there? I'm here. Can
Yes,
you hear?
yes. Go ahead.
Oh, okay.
Yes. So you were saying they were looking for good-looking food.
Yes. So we brought up the idea of like a buffet, but unfortunately here in Brazil, the culture of buffet had been lowered. Had been it's most times you would get quantity and not quality. So I don't use the name buffet. We call it a gastronomic table because it's a really
Okay.
nice table. I made all the réchauds. It's a very artisanal, handmade table with nice pots, and we do small portions, well, not so small because there's good business, but we make everything fresh, you know, just, you know, one tray of this and one pan of this and then another pan. So the food is always fresh. And then each day of the week, there is a cultural influence. So, for example, today is Tuesday. We is a culture of Asia and the Pacific. So today we had a nice Indian curry, for a coincidence. I mean, of course, it's adapted to the Brazilian taste. It doesn't have as much pepper as I would eat it in India, I would say. We have to adapt. That's one thing that in the beginning I would be quite wild with this, and people would like, oh, you know, that's too spicy. I'm like, this is not spicy. That's how, that's even half of how they eat. And they're like, sorry, Gabriela, but we're not used to this. But we have been conquering many people because they like to have, many people have shared with me, oh, this reminds me of when I went to visit this country or this experience abroad.
Right.
So it's very challenging, but very rewarding in this aspect. So we bring cultural in the culinary in this way. And then when it comes to sustainability, which is the other pillar, we try to bring all different sorts. So that's how Quintana was kind of brought up from the organic farmers. I would meet the organic farmers around here, and I could not find their produce in restaurants. So the idea was to have a restaurant, open a restaurant with the farmers, and that was at the time 10 years ago. That was quite new. People were like, "Organics? Is that like that's only? Oh, that's fresh food, or that's boring food, or that's like tasteless food."
Right.
People had no idea what organic meant. So either they didn't know that, or they didn't know about the whole the toxins that the regular ingredients take. So anyway, so in the beginning, there was looking for good, fresh, and organic and local food is what we do. We also try to develop. We do have a strong relationship with the family, the family producers. We work very closely to them, bringing different products that many times are not found either in supermarket, sometimes, yes, in fairs, but definitely products that are not found in regular supermarket, but they should be found. But culturally, they're not used to, so they're not found. So we stimulate all these ingredients and local products that will reinforce our own culture here. We also work with sustainability in the architecture, so we collect the water from the rain and we reuse it both for our garden and also to cool one of our, like our deck. We call it our eco deck because it has the rain of the water collected and then resent. And many of these things, we do our own composting, so we have like 5,000 liter tanks of warm.
Wow.
Doing the compost in the back of the restaurant, no smell, no nothing. So it's like, oh, you can't do that because of this. No, we kind of prove it wrong that we can do anything we wish. If it's balanced with the nature, it works, and that's quite cool. We also have native bees in the restaurant. The space of the house is a 90-year-old house. We preserve ceiling, roof, and we have many trees all around here. It's very much downtown. But even being very much downtown, we have hummingbirds. My banana tree that I planted the first day, I decided that we were going to rent out this house. It's a rented house. I planted, and today I was showing to a guest here, to a customer here. It has six large bunch of banana in it. So it's very much downtown. And the bees have helped a lot. They're all native bees, stingless bees, and they're very social friendly, so they do not bother anybody, and they produce a very special medicinal honey. So we try to bring all these different ways of impacting, or actually, so the impact of a restaurant is less bad for nature in general. So I went to see, what happens like in the, where we do all of where our garbage after my operation, where does the garbage go to? And then I went to see what happened over there, and then I was in shock. And then I went to see what happened with the recycling, and I was in shock. I was like, well, what we do is not helping because, you know, there is this and that. So we've been learning looking to the endpoints and to the final process, and then adapting our inner process. And it has been very interesting, very challenging, but very rewarding, as I mentioned. So that's a little bit of the restaurant.
Wow, we were open that's for amazing. Lunch.
Yeah, it's quite a. We do a lot of things. We work a lot also with Indians, native Indians from Brazil.
Right,
it's quite interesting.
Right.
I was even talking to a table today, and there were like 8 people, and 2 of them, by coincidence, were Swiss. And
okay.
I asked, you know, when I mentioned about like Indians or the native bees that used to be. Used to live together with the Indians. I asked the Brazilians, like, who of you, of all the Brazilians, know about this? And like, nobody knew. Even I'm a professional in this industry, and I've only been learning more about the Indians now. Like, ever since I've been back, and I've been curious. And every time I dig a little bit, I learn something incredible. And that's when I realized that, like, we don't know much, and you know,
mm-hmm.
every day is an opportunity to learning and then sharing. So we try to share all of this information that we keep on learning about what we have.